Now, this morning here, let's look at the International Day of the Midwife. Now, this is a day that is being celebrated every year on this particular day. Now, joining us to tell us more about this particular day, we're glad to have Reverend Janet Michael, who is the Director General, Nursing and Midwifery here in South Sudan in the Ministry of Health. And also, we have Repent Kamis George, who is a national chairperson of South Sudan Nurses and Midwives Association. Good morning, Reverend Janet. It's always good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you. Good morning to our listeners. And I want to say to our midwives, celebrate this day and congratulations for the International Day.
Thank you. And Repen Kamis, good morning. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you here.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here at Radio Miraya. And I want to congratulate all the midwives in South Sudan for this great day.
All right. Now, as we talk about the International Day of the Midwives, Janet, just give us a brief background on this day. When was this day established?
This day actually was established in 1992. When the International Confederation of Midwives felt that midwives need to have a day to celebrate their achievements for the many years and for them to be recognized also, to be heard. Because at the beginning, the midwives were like not heard. They were doing their job quietly, and therefore, it is a time for them to be, to have this day to celebrate, especially when they are working with the women and delivering babies successfully and looking after women. And this is a very big thing. But at that time, midwifery was like not yet. Everybody did nursing. After you have done nursing, then they said, okay, you can go and do midwifery. Of course, at the beginning, in some in the states or the British system at that time, you do nursing, then all of you will go and do midwifery as a part for you to go so that you can advance upward. But then it was felt that midwifery itself is a profession by itself. To be recognized as a profession, this is why the day 5th May was chosen.
All right. And why is this day very important, especially for the midwives?
This is really very, very important. Midwives need to rise up. People need to recognize the tremendous work that they are doing. And the midwives also need to be vocal and feel that they are doing the work that they are doing, and people have to see that they exist. And for them to celebrate it, they are celebrating their achievement, the advancement. Because now even there is advancement in midwifery, there are so many things that have come. And they are able to come together. When they do a celebration, if they are marching, they are making a show, it's more evident that they're telling the world this is what is happening. And today we have data, evidence to show that midwives actually reduce the maternal mortality rate. They reduce morbidity. They reduce the infant mortality rate. So it is a day to get up and say, here we are.
All right, thank you. And also with us here, we have Repen Kamis, who is a national chairperson of South Sudan Nurses and Midwives Association. Repen, just briefly, tell us, is there a theme for this year's celebration? And if there, what is the theme?
Thank you so much. The theme for this celebration of International Day of Midwife is Together Again, From Evidence to Reality. And this theme is in line with the upcoming 33rd International Confederation of Midwives Triennial Congress, which is going to take place in Bali, Indonesia, this year in June. And this is where the global midwives community will come together for the first time after 5 years of restriction because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So that is why this theme is in line with that. And not only that, the second part of the from evidence to reality is that there are evidence that shows that in the report of the State of Midwifery World Report shows that shortage of midwives globally. Specifically, 900,000 midwives are needed globally. If you come to South Sudan, even the gap is great. So this is the time now to make sure that action is taken to address this issue of shortage of midwives. So through this celebration, we are also highlighting that there is a need to invest in midwifery, and this is the time. Thank you.
Reverend Janet, just briefly, as you did mention, the shortage of midwives in the country and globally. But first, who is a midwife?
A midwife, of course, is a person who has gone through the training, which is accepted by ICM, competencies, and has gone through the relevant training, which is also prescribed that that training has to be 3 years and above, and has been recognized in the country, the training, and has also learned the theory, the practice, to meet the standard, as I say, of the ICM competencies, which are required for that midwife to practice autonomously.
And many cases, when you talk about midwife, people relate it to probably is female who should be participating and doing that. Now, we see a male joining as well the profession, and if so, how is this becoming more helpful even to our society?
It is very helpful when the male join, because even the word midwife, it is the lady who is assisting and the person delivering. So it means you are in the middle of the wife. So the title is for both for the male. Why is male very, very important in this? We are having areas which are unreached. And definitely, the male are able to reach to those unreached areas, which are difficult sometimes. And people have recognized that, that actually, a male midwife who is staying in his community, has a family, will do a better job because he's there. The females, sometimes they get married and been taken off to another area.
They will help in that area too.
Yeah, they will help in that area. Yeah. But the male tend to be more stable in the area. But then, of course, it's very, very important, especially hard-to-reach area, where locations are very difficult. And sometimes we look at our arena like, which midwife do you want to place in a place like those areas which are very tough?
And hostile, yeah.
Totally Capoeira, people are living on. You need a mobile midwife who will be living there with them. So a male who lives there will be a better asset. And people tend also to listen to the male more. You see, when you want to change behaviors, especially our harmful traditions, when it is spoken, the male can also be like a champion to bring the other men. So this, it works in many ways, that to convince the other men to accept, especially when we are talking of family planning. When it is a male midwife talking, the men tend to respond more than when it is a female. Yeah.
All right. So, yes, and then, Repen, as you are the chairperson of the South Sudan Nurses and Midwives Association, I would like to know more about some of the challenges that you people face every day and on this particular day of yours, of course, so that authorities and the public can get to know really what you go through every day.
Thank you so much. This is a very, very important question. And through this celebration, through this day, we also want to raise some of the challenges that the midwives face in their daily work. One of the challenges is the recognition. You know, most of the midwives are not recognized. The role they are playing are not understood by the public. So recognition is really, really one of the issues. And that's why we are here today, to say that midwives are not only midwives, they do a lot of work. The second one is the working environment. You know, when I say working environment, is that if the midwife is not having the equipment to work with, you know, it becomes very difficult. The least, the basic equipment, like if there is shortage of water, gloves, it becomes really, really a problem for a midwife to carry her job or his job. You know, this again contributes a lot of issues between the client, the relative of the client, you know, because if many midwife doesn't have things to do his or her job, then the patient or the clients are seeing that there is delayment in that. So this is another critical area that we need to make sure that the midwives are provided with equipment that are well equipped so that they can carry their job. Another critical thing is the remuneration. You know, the midwives are the least, you know, workers paid in this country, you know. If I can say the less than $20 they're earning. This, again, makes a lot of frustration and motivation and makes midwives to leave the profession. And most of our midwives are leaving profession, you know. The report is clear that there is a shortage of midwives. But again, if you are not retaining midwives, these midwives, through a proper remuneration, giving them what they're required, this profession will have a problem, will suffer from the shortage, and our indicators will continue to worsen. So issue of remuneration, we are encouraging our government, our partners that to look at the issue of remuneration as critical, because through that we will be able to retain these midwives. The other thing is the violence. There are issues, you know, because of the work environment creates a lot of stress and violence against midwives. And this is also, we are seeing there is increase of violence against midwives.
You mean some parents or some
the clients
try to beat up midwives?
Yeah, physically, it can be physically, verbal abuses.
Yes, Reverend Janet, would you like to add something on what he just said here?
Well, he has said most of the things. One of the things that we also want to look is infrastructure is also another thing, the environment. That you look at some of our places, the place of birth is put very small, very tiny, not enough to bring people. One of the things also is transportation. For example, if we take a midwife in the urban area, we'll not be able to reach the destination of her workplace. Transport is very expensive. Salary is not enough to meet that. She's not able to feed her children. This comes to the remuneration. And then, of course, continuous education also is hampered. With this one, that is like they feel they are stuck. They need to continue their education. They need to improve so that we can reduce maternal morbidity and mortality.
Yes, and he mentioned earlier about one of the biggest challenge they face is like midwives are not being recognized. Why is that so? I mean, they play a very crucial role of bringing newborns to the world and probably the first people to see the baby even before the mother. Why are they not given the recognition they deserve? Is it because we came from a tradition where, you know, everybody can just, our old traditional people can just do it?
Yeah, that is true. The midwife is not recognized yet because this job is being done behind doors. It is a women affair thing. Nobody knows only until when the mother has delivered, and then they said a baby has been delivered. So even they don't see that person who assisted. It doesn't feature. People will be celebrating the birth, And they just forget about the midwife. And then, of course, the low status of the midwife, which at the beginning, the midwives were not educated. We know that our grandmothers used to deliver their babies at home. Help their granddaughters to deliver at home. So this series continues that quiet level there. And then, of course, the value of added and saying a midwife is a very, very special in our community. The midwife brings life to society. And of course, these midwives today is not only delivering the baby. The midwife goes doing a lot of things because it's attending to this woman when she comes for prenatal care and advising both the mother and the family, because the midwife is in the family, in the community.
Great. Yes. Yeah. And another day, which is today, of course, now that you're here, one of the international days today is the Hand Hygiene Day. Now, today's International Hand Hygiene Day. And what is the importance of this day and why should we keep our hands clean?
Thank you so much. I think hygiene plays a big role, and hands hygiene alone and health prevents a lot of infection in health sector. So we are encouraging, and that hand hygiene is the single most important weapon to prevent infection. It's the first line of prevention of infection. So for us, we practice it on our daily basis before we do any procedure, before, after the procedure. So I think it's part and partial of nurses and midwives.
Great.
So we are really, really happy.
Yes. Reverend Janet?
Yeah, hand hygiene, of course, you know that our hands, we touch so many things.
Yeah.
And with our hands, we touch our body. We touch our face. We use our hands for eating. As we saw that when COVID came, the issue of hand hygiene became crucial and very high. And everybody say, don't touch your face. Don't touch your body. Wash your hands. So it's that we can reduce a lot of diseases by washing our hands.
Great. Reverend Janet Michael and Reverend Kamis, thank you for coming to Mirage Studios, but I'm going to give you 30 seconds each to send your messages, especially on the International Day of the Midwives. Let's begin with you, Reverend.
Thank you so much. My message to the our government, to our partners, to the civil society organizations and the public at large, that I would like to appeal to all of them that to continue to value, to protect, to respect and invest in our midwives for us to achieve sustainable development goals and universal health coverage to our population in South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Janet.
Yes, I would like to tell especially our midwives out there that continue to celebrate the day and remember that you already have enough evidence to learn from and to change our society to be a positive society, that our mothers and fathers are ready to come for antenatal as early as possible. And of course, I know that from evidence that you have learned, you will be able also to change the harmful traditional practices, which are still very high and which has led to morbidity of the mothers, especially the young mothers, and mortality.
Yes. And one thing just skipped me earlier, and I'm coming back to that, is just give us a little statistic, if any, on the, how midwife has really contributed to, reducing the mother mortality and the child in South Sudan.
Thank you so much. Previously, we were having the highest maternal mortality rate. Like in 2010, the figure was 2,054 per 100,000 live births. With the intervention, of course, from the government, with our partners, currently, as I speak, the maternal mortality rate is, it has reduced from that to 1,150. So there is a really, really achievement.
Great. Yeah.
And there is also something for us to celebrate.
Thank you.
Of course, this is still very high. 1,150 is still very high. Thank you.
You're right.
What is happening is actually our rate had gone to 780. Then when our crisis came, the mortality went up. So here we are seeing mortality going up because of crisis, displacement, where the women were delivering without midwives. This is why we went to 1,000. And of course, after we had trained a lot of midwives, reaching almost 1,000 by now, qualified midwives, we expect that every delivery should be attended by a qualified midwife.
All right. So that would make it more safe, of course, for everyone.
Yes.
All right, Reverend Janet Michael and Repent Kamis, thank you for coming to Mirai Studios and continue celebrating and doing the good job you do to our society.
Thank you. Those of you who are listening, may you continue celebrating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.